was going into the ministry myself, I had my own church at 18 years old. I was the youth and music director at a church in Stevens, Arkansas. And, you know, this goes back a long way, the 70s, 50 years ago. And, but anyway, I eventually felt like the Lord wanted me to take my music and ministry outside the walls of the church into the highways and the hedges and the honky-tonks and the whatnot. And that's what I've done. It's not always easy, and I haven't always definitely not been perfect. And, you know, I'm just blessed to still be alive after the life I've lived. And, amen, amen, feel me? Anyway. When I was 16, I thought I knew everything about loving God, war and peace, kingdoms and kings. I knew it all when I was 16. Never thought I would compromise to hold a job and feed a family of five, swallow my pride just to survive. No, not me. When I was 16, when I was 16, the longer I have lived, the more I've come to know the lessons I have learned were just things I didn't know when I was 16. I was 16. I wasn't wearing this face. Never thought I could fall from grace, question my faith, or lose in this race. No, not me. When I was 16. One more song, and y'all, thank you for helping me through this, you know, with my voice. I appreciate it. This is a song by Larry Norman. It goes way back. He was like the Bob Dylan of Christian rock music. And back in the late 60s, early 70s. And I just love this song. It's called The Outlaw. I've had to change the keys on a lot of these songs. I'm kind of stumbling through them. But this is called The Outlaw. Well, some say he was an outlaw as he roamed across the land with a band of unschooled ruffians and a few old fishermen. No one knew just where he came from or exactly what he'd done, but they said it must be something bad kept him on the run, yeah. Some say he was a poet as he'd stand upon the hill. His voice could calm an angry crowd. It could make the waves stand still. And he spoke in many parables that few could understand. But the people sat for hours just to listen to this man. Some say he was a sorcerer, a man of mystery. He could walk upon the water. He could make the blind man see. And he conjured wine at weddings and did tricks with fish and bread. He spoke of being born again and raised people from the dead. Who spoke of being free? He was followed by the masses on the shores of Galilee. And he spoke out against corruption, and he bowed to no decree. When they could not quiet him, they nailed him to a tree. The Son of God, a man above all men, but he came to be a servant and to set us free from sin. And that's who I believe he was, 'cause that's who I believe. And I think we should get ready, 'cause it's almost time to leave. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.